Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This morning, many of you probably got the latest edition of Sacramento in your inbox. Sacramento as K-N-O-W. The signature bi-weekly newsletter debuted almost 2 years ago and has been connecting readers to community events, signature stories, and local legends throughout Sacramento. But recently, we bid a bittersweet farewell to the co-creator of Sacramento, Cap Radio assignment manager, Claire Morgan. Claire sat down with me on her last day for a trip down memory lane about how she crafted the newsletter's unique voice and breathing life into some of her favorite stories. All right, Claire. Well, this is really bittersweet, but thank you for joining us on Insight.
Yeah, thank you for having me one last time for right now.
Yeah, for right now. I know. Let's underscore that and highlight that for sure. I was thinking about when the Sacramento newsletter first came about and you joined us to talk about it on Insight. And in that time, it's become such a popular newsletter. I love it. It is so easy to read. But I would just like you to take us back to the beginning. How did all of this begin? Because there's a lot of newsletters out there. So to create another one could seem redundant, but it's far from that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thought behind it was, I don't know, I subscribe to a lot of like voicey personal, like essay, like just from authors, newsletters that come through. And I think there's something so special about like having a relationship with a specific person or people that you know is going to like pop up in your inbox at a certain point. Like I started to notice myself like looking out for specific people in my inbox. And so I think the idea for Sacramento kind of was born from that, having something voicey, having a relationship with our audience, and wanting to foster something like that. Because the other thing is we noticed that there wasn't really anything like that in terms of a newsletter in the Sacramento region. At the time, there was 6 a.m. City, another newsletter. I think that was like biweekly, and maybe it hadn't launched yet. I can't remember exactly, but there was one newsletter that came out pretty frequently, but we wanted to just give people something to have a relationship with. And so I think I started thinking about how this voice would kind of come through when we were developing the newsletter. And I was thinking about like my brother, for example, he lives in Santa Cruz and he is not like the most news minded person, but he values community connection. And so I would find like I'd call him and read the Santa Cruz Sentinel and we'd like have these great conversations about stuff that was happening around him that he didn't know about. And so I was thinking like, what is the language that I'm using here in this like friendly space with my brother? And how can I kind of replicate these conversations that I'm having with him on a wider scale? So that's kind of like where my head was at when we were kind of coming up with the idea for the newsletter. And that's always been my MO when I'm writing the newsletter. I really think about it. Like, how would I explain this to a friend of mine? Like, what is the language that I would use? What is the tone that I would use when I'm talking to my friends about an issue? So that's really what I think about when I write the newsletter. And it's kind of weird to think that I won't be doing that anymore. So yeah, that's the backstory.
Well, you created a great foundation for it to continue. Mm-hmm. And this is a bi-weekly newsletter. Mm-hmm. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it has grown. It's very popular here at Cap Radio and in our community. But for someone who hasn't subscribed, help us visualize what it looks like, the layout of it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's gorgeous. So I have to shout out our graphic designer for the template that she made for it. It's really like she made beautiful graphics that represent Marissa Espiritu. She made these beautiful, beautiful graphics that represent different Sacramento landmarks. So like the Tower Theater and Sac State. We even have Cap Radio, like places like the zoo, like all of the Sacramento landmarks that we know and love. And so that's kind of peppered in throughout the newsletter. The other thing is that it's meant to be read kind of quickly and for you to kind of get your head around what you need to know to move through your day in Sacramento. So it arrives very early in the morning, right around 6:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it starts off with a few quick stories. So 4 quick stories that have to do with Sacramento, quick little blurbs about what's going on. We get into a larger story. So something that, you know, requires a little bit more explanation. Oftentimes there will be photos that are included too. And then we also have an event section to help kind of guide people to civic engagement events, also community art events, things like that. People really like that. And then finally, and I think this is my favorite and probably the community's favorite, our final section is called the local legend. So we kind of examine a Sacramentan, a group, a business that's really doing good work in the Sacramento community, whether it be in the past or the present. So we've looked back at, you know, the great floods of the 1800s, maybe not as a positive local legend, but just definitely notable and interesting thing that happened here that I didn't really know about until I did the research on. But then we'll also look at things like, of course, Greta Gerwig. We did a local legend about the Deftones, who I love so dearly. They are from Sacramento. And then other things like Keyshawn and Gerardo, who helped me write the newsletter, have been pitching some really, really awesome local legends recently. So just about like local businesses and just a bunch of different organizations that are doing great work here in Sacramento. So
when you started this and had this idea, I mean, you don't really know if it's going to be receptive, right? I mean, you build it, you create it, and you kind of have your fingers crossed and you hope for the best. But people have loved it. A lot of people subscribe. It's grown in a very short amount of time. Even during our fund drives, there's swag, like a Sacramento tote bag.
I
use it for grocery shopping, or a Sacramento t-shirt as well. What has been the response? What type of response kind of do you hold closer to your heart that you've received in the time that you've had this newsletter?
Yeah, actually, it relates to the tote bag. So if you subscribe to the newsletter, you may know that I love yarn, knitting and crocheting, as evidenced by we did a temperature blanket, me and my colleague Manola, over the past year. Anyways, that doesn't matter. I was at a yarn convention in Woodland. It was really cool. It's like a sheep show, sheep shearing demonstration. Not a place that I'm really thinking about my professional endeavors. Like, this is totally my personal time, my personal, like, my hobby. I'm in the zone. I did have my Sacramento tote because I take it everywhere. I wasn't even thinking about it. And one of the vendors stopped me and said, "Oh my God, you know Sacramento?" And I was like, "Oh, do I know Sacramento?" "Yes, I do." And she was like, "Yeah, I really love that newsletter. It's so great. Like, I love Cap Radio." And I was like, "Well, I'm Claire from Cap Radio." And she was like, "No way." And I was like, "Yes way." And now we are friends. So Corey, if you're listening to this, shout out to you. That was one of my favorite moments. But people have been so, so kind. I think the other big thing about the newsletter is that there's multiple places within the newsletter that we kind of ask for feedback. So we have some surveys in the newsletter. We also will send out surveys sometimes and just kind of ask what people who subscribe think, what stories they're interested in hearing. We get a lot of tips from people, too. So like Gerardo's most recent, one of his most recent stories was about a drag story time at A Seat at the Table Books in Elk Grove that got interrupted by a protester. The owner of the store reached out to us because we had profiled A Seat at the Table in Sacramento before. So a lot of this stuff is like we're out in the community, and now we're starting to get responses from the community about what they want us to cover. And it's been really nice to kind of have that loop almost.
Right, because Sacramento reads pretty informal and it is personal. You feel like you know Claire or Gerardo or Keyshawn. And now you're kind of reaping the benefits of this intention to have a symbiotic relationship with journalists here at Cap Radio and the community.
Yeah, and it's been really fantastic to be able to know what people want. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we're just putting something out and like hoping that people pick it up or people enjoy it. People are able to tell us what they want and we're able to give it to them. So that has been really, really nice to be a part of.
You touched upon a couple of pieces, but which ones kind of bubble up to the top in the time that you've had this newsletter?
Yeah, I think obviously just because I literally just touched it, the temperature blanket.
Which we have in the green room at Insight on the couch.
On the couch.
It is awesome. And you and Manola actually talked about it on Insight about a month ago.
Yes. And so if you ever come in for Insight, you will be able to see it because I'm leaving it there. I do not want it in my house. It's been there for a year. But Manola and I, like I said, we've been working on a blanket that represents weekly average temperatures in Sacramento for the entire year of 2024. So essentially, it's just like a giant crocheted bar chart. But that was one of my favorite projects that we've done. I think just the intentionality of that project and kind of combining my hobby and also my work was very fun. But we've done a bunch of other incredible pieces. I think one of my favorites, thinking back, was a profile of Heckensick. I don't know if you've seen his Mm-mm. videos on Instagram and TikTok. He makes very Sacramento-specific videos. So, like, most recently, he created Sacramento's tiniest park, just like on like a street corner. He put two chairs and a cooler, and there's Capri Suns in it. And he put up a little sign, and it says "Not officially affiliated with the City of Sacramento Parks and Recreation." So he just is kind of he makes videos about Sacramento, and he's just a cool guy, active in the community. We did a profile about him, and then another one that I really loved was our profile of Moonbelly Bakery. And both of those last two stories were written by former newsletter author Janelle Salonga.
Yeah. And Moonbelly's right up the street.
It is so good.
Can be dangerous.
It is so good. It is so good.
Well, but as we kind of wind down this conversation, unfortunately, do you want to share where you're going?
Yeah. I'm happy to. So the good news is I'm staying in the NPR network. I'm going to be working in the California newsroom. So that's NPR's California hub. And my new role will be working with all of the California NPR member stations across the state and kind of helping them with their digital content. So I'm very, very excited to get started. And yeah, I'm just super thankful for my time at Cap Radio because, I mean, there's so much to say about my time at Cap Radio. Yeah, this is very, very bittersweet for me and one of the harder decisions I've had to make in my adult life just because Cap Radio is such a special place. Yeah. Special place.
I completely agree with that. And I've worked in a lot of newsrooms. I also love that you're going to be Cap Radio adjacent because Cap Radio is part of the California newsroom as well. And you're staying in Sacramento, and you're also a Sac State grad, and you worked at Cap Radio, which is located on campus, and you're still staying in the state capital. I just think all of that is just so wonderful how yeah. it worked out for you professionally.
Thank
and
you.
And personally, too.
Thank you. Yeah, honestly, staying in Sacramento has been one of the biggest, like, tenets, I think, for me of my professional career. I feel like a lot of journalists move around a lot, and one thing that's been really important to me as a Sacramentan, I've been here for like 11 years now, is to stay here and stay a journalist in Sacramento. I just feel like it's so important to like come in and build a community and stay in that community. So that has been a big, big win of mine. So thank you. Thank you. It means a lot to hear that from you.
Yeah. And we are lucky that you're part of our community here at Cap Radio too. Claire, we're going to miss you.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to miss you guys so much.
But I have a feeling you'll be back.
Me too.
That was Cap Radio assignment manager Claire Morgan, the co-creator of our bi-weekly newsletter, Sacramento. Looking back at almost 2 years of unique stories and local legends, if you haven't signed up for the Sacramento newsletter, you can sign up for it at capradio.org. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to talk to us, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.